I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth learns about an unusual species of ground fish.
The other night, my husband brought home a fillet of cusk, a white fish we'd never eaten before. He's a fishmonger, so that was unusual. I asked him to tell me more about cusk, and he said to ask the fisherman who caught it. So I went to talk to Eric Hess. He's been fishing off the Cape for almost 30 years.
If you want to picture what a cusk looks like, imagine an eel, you know, 2 or 3 feet long, and then take a bike pump and fill it up with air till it's, you know, about ready to pop. So they're probably 3 or 4 inches in diameter, with big bug eyes on the front, and they're green and brown and sort of mottled.
So they're not winning any fish beauty contests. Cusk are a type of ground fish, species that live on or near the bottom of the ocean, like haddock and cod. Cusk are found along the east coast from New Jersey to Newfoundland, and unlike most ground fish, they like a specific type of bottom.
You know, they like a very rocky habitat, it seems. That's where we've found them, anywhere from, you know, 200 feet deep out to 600. And when we're fishing off in the sandy bottoms, we just don't see cusk at all.
Mostly, ground fishermen like Hess find them when they're fishing for haddock and cod. The cusk fishery isn't even managed in the United States because fishermen don't target the species.
If, say, we have a couple of square miles where we might find cod, and on one side of that area is a particularly rocky bottom where there's a lot of cusk, the cusk are very aggressive, just like the cod. So we might put some of our gear there, we might actually stay away with the majority of it because we'd rather catch the higher valued species in the codfish.
So they've actually kind of been avoided historically.
Yeah, they've been tolerated, I guess. I don't know if you'd say avoided.
Despite the lack of demand, cusk populations are in trouble. In the Gulf of Maine, they've declined by nearly 90% since 1970 because they're bycatch for other overfished species like haddock and cod. The thing is, they're still worth something, and if they come up on a line, they're going to market.
Well, so generally, you know, the price is sort of in the, you know, 80 cent to a dollar range per pound to the boat for cusk. Whereas this winter, for instance, codfish prices have been much higher to the boat. $2 a pound is, you know, pretty easy to get for cod, and there just haven't been many codfish around.
In other words, fishermen are selling whatever they can catch. In this way, cusk feels like kind of a sad discovery. We ate it cut up in small pieces and packed into fish cakes with parsley and cilantro, and had a wonderful consistency, almost like lump crab meat. The cusk was delicious, but with populations so threatened, it's hardly a sustainable alternative to haddock or cod. Here's Hess again.
I don't like to sound negative, but, you know, I have two boys. They're 15 and 16 years old. People have always said, "Do you want your kids to go fishing?" And up until maybe a couple years ago, my answer has always been the same. If they want to go fishing, it's a lot of hard work, and sure, it's heartbreaking sometimes, but I've always said, yeah, I you know, and now I don't know, my confidence is shattered.
Eric Hess says cusk isn't going to be the species that bails ground fishermen out. He's not sure there is such a species, or that anything beyond time off for the stocks to recover will help the fishery rebound. But he does believe that it's important that we know what's out there, that we learn about cusk and dogfish and pollock, so that if and when the cod and haddock populations rebound, they're not the only fish we're interested in eating. It's a cliche, but it's true. There are a lot of fish in the sea. Cusk was a new one for me. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
For more information on cusk and a recipe for fish cakes with parsley and cilantro that's adaptable to any white fish, you can visit our website at capeandislands.org. Also online is a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.